Good evening, everyone. My name is Chandra Gore, and I am a Lens of Faith. Tonight, you are going to hear episode 2, which is a post-interview of Walking in Your Purpose, Thursday night at 8 with Lens of Faith. And I interviewed Shannon Joyful Soul Little, who talked about her book on giving birth to HIV. So we did a little post-interview, and I want you all to take a listen.
To being a messenger, you open the door to giving people the message that they need in order to survive, the message that they need in order to be a better them, the message that they need in order to be a more clear or them and walk in their purpose and in their path.
Yeah.
Since you hit the nail on the coffin, though, because there's a lot of people talk about issues that have plagued our past, generational curses that are on our family. You know, sexual abuse, alcoholism, all those things that you need were very prevalent back in the day. And they, guess what? Some families are still battling that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell nobody. You're going to put them in jail, making you feel like the victim. Making you feel like, you know, feeling guilty as if you did something wrong, not understanding that you're the victim and that you're the person that needs to be catered to. You're the person that needs to be understood. You're the person that, you know, doesn't need to be handed the serenity prayer and to go about their business. I mean, and that's what, you know, that's one of the things that I encounter, you know, being sexually assaulted, you know, in my next book called, you know, He Touched Me, being, you know, there and having, you know, the serenity prayer given to you and saying, repeat this right here and you'll get through it.
Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you enough how many women I talk to, you know, by being in the military, that have experienced sexual trauma in the military, you know, sexual abuse and things of that nature, and they still ain't told nobody.
Mm-hmm.
They are,
and it happens.
Carrying it around, and it's making them mean and secluded and irritated. And now we're just putting a thing on it, PTSD, because I'm not going to tell nobody. I'm going to hold on to it, and it's going to eat me on the inside. We have to learn how to release. And a lot of people be like, well, I don't want to tell nobody. That's my personal business. But guess what? You carrying that cross around, and it's getting heavier and heavier year by year. It's getting heavier and heavier. Now you got a hunchback because you're carrying all that stress on your back.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got,
people don't understand it's not their cross to bear. It's not their cross to bear alone. I mean, they may go through it and they may get to a place to where, you know, it holds them down. But what they need to understand is not their cross to bear alone. And when you start to put that weight on yourself and you start to implement that into your soul, then you start to truly lose who you are and your purpose that God has for your life. He didn't mean for you to hold on to this right here. He didn't mean for you to understand that. He didn't mean for you to get to a place where you were full of, you know, anger, and you didn't want nobody to let nobody in, and you didn't want to, you know, put them in a place to where they, you had to be vulnerable to them. He didn't mean for you to be that type of person. What he meant for is for you to learn from this right here, because you're going to help and you're going to change somebody's life. Understand that you're not in this alone, because if you went through it or if you're going through it, there's almost at least 10,000 other people in your direct surrounding that's going through it as well. Having been, you know, sexually assaulted in the military, having gone through that sexual harassment, having been told, you know, unless you do this, you're not going to get this, or unless you go this right here, you're not going to get your orders in time. We're going to make, you know, having gone through those different things and seeing firsthand exactly the impact that it has on your mental state, it puts you in a place of, okay, I can't deal with this right here. I can't deal with, you know, not conforming to what they want me to do. So what I'm going to do is do exactly what they want me to do. I'm going to hold it all in. I'm never going to go to mental health to deal with it, because somebody's going to think something wrong with me. They're going to put me on a mental eval. Then I'm going to be restricted from what I can and cannot do. And it haunts you for the rest of your career.
Yeah. It absolutely does. And you know what? I got to tell you this. I was carrying around the fact that I lost two sets of twins. I was carrying that around. Yes, I grieved. I cremated my children and all of that. But I went to mental health maybe, I want to say, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was talking to the doctor, and she was like, wait a minute. You been carrying that all this time? And I'm like, yeah. She said, you got PTSD. And I'm like, how did I get PTSD from that? And then, you know, she took me through the criteria and the symptoms and all of that. And, you know, me, an EA in the military, was carrying that and didn't realize that that's a form of PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. It doesn't always have to, you know, equate to being in the war, you know, going overseas, fighting in the war. It could be anything traumatic that has happened to you in your life, and you're dealing with it after the fact. That's post-event. So I was like, oh, my God. So she's like, no, I'm getting ready to do a PTSD evaluation on you because you need to go through that. You need to figure it out and iron it all out and just lay it all out and say, this is this, this is that, this is what I'm going to do about it and move on. A lot of us are afraid to do that because guess what? We don't want to go back and face those feelings. We don't want to face those fears. The unknown, you know, just bury it. We've been told, you know, just shut up and move on.
Mm-hmm. And that, and that's what we're told is, you know, when you get to a place as women, that's what you're often told. Just shut up, move on, and kind of get over it. But you have to understand that in shutting up, in moving on, in getting over it, quote unquote, there's still a microscopic view as to the hell that you've been through or the dysfunction within you, because you're going to mimic exactly what you feel, whether you know it or not. You're going to have some type of issues when it comes down to trusting people. You're going to have some type of issues when it comes down to being sexually involved because you've lost a set of twins and you don't want to, you ruin the risk of that happening again. You're going to be standoffish when it comes down to saying something to a commander because you don't want to be sexually advanced. So yeah. you're going to mimic, you know, those behaviors, whether you get over it, whether you keep it moving and you use the societal stigmas to influence exactly how you cope with it, you're going to still mimic those behaviors. You're still going to go through that whole cycle of not understanding you, not understanding exactly what you're dealing with, not understanding the magnitude of what you carry. Because at the end of the day, you have to understand that in order to be whole for anyone else, we have to be whole for ourselves.
Yes, that's
Mm-hmm. And in writing these books, that's part of me, you know, exposing my truth, exposing all the things that I've done, all the things that I've been through, everything that, you know, that the devil thought that he can control, the devil thought that he could take, you know, and give to somebody else so that they could use it against me. It's my way of using it for my good. It's my way of using it for the good of others. It's my way of using it for the glory of God, to let you know that, hey, he got me through it. He can get you through it.
And I can't tell you enough, like these videos that we do, you know, I know I'm gonna probably get some inboxes of ladies reaching out saying, hey, sis, that touched me. Hey, I don't know if you have that happen to you, but there's people, you know, in the background that don't want to be in the foreground. And they say, sis, I did not know that that touched you too, or that happened to you too. That happened to me. And, you know, then we start having dialogue and it helps release some of the stress off of that person. And I'm glad that we are bringing awareness to what's going on, because my whole aim is to be a servant leader, and that's to help other people bring awareness to what's going on.
That's very important. And one of the things that I've seen lately is not only should you bring awareness, but you should also offer an avenue of healing. That's because when you bring awareness, some people bring awareness to where they're wearing it like a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. Like they're wearing it like a badge instead of understanding that they can still heal from it. So you wear depression like a badge. You say, oh, you know, I'm just depressed. No. How are we going to heal from you being depressed? Granted, I get it. The initial diagnosis and the self-realization of you being a depressed person or you being in a depressed spirit, understand that that's still real. But how are you as a person going to get out of that? How are you going to help yourself? How are your people around you going to help you to actually overcome that, instead of saying, oh, sis, call me if you need me? No, honey, I'm coming over to get you, because we're going to get out this house.
Because 9 times out of 10, we're going to answer your phone if you want to do it. Yeah. I shut my phone off. I don't want to talk to nobody. Why am I going to answer my phone and I'm depressed? Wallowing in my pain and my sorrow. I'm not answering my phone. I'm turning my phone off. That's when you got to go over to your sister's house, knock on that door.
Yes.
You going to open the door up.
Yes.
We going to get some cupcakes.
Yes.
Let's go out to eat something.
Yes. Yes.
We got to be aggressive about helping one another.
Yes. And if we're not aggressive with helping one another, we're not going to be aggressive with helping ourselves. We're not going to go through the actual motions that it takes in order for us to actually overcome whatever mental illness, whatever stigma, whatever societal wrongings that we are, you know, dealing with when it comes down to adultery, molestation, you know, anything that we're dealing with, pornography that we're addicted to in our own lives, whatever we're dealing with, we have to get to a point of actually healing from that before we can sit here and say, okay, I want to help somebody else. No, we have to deal with ourselves. If we can't deal with ourselves, we can't be no good for nobody else. It's not going to happen.
The biggest thing is first acknowledging that, you know, and if you're not willing to acknowledge it, and I tell people, you can go look yourself in the mirror and just acknowledge it to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm addicted to this. Whatever it is, I'm addicted to sex. Whatever you're addicted to, look yourself in the mirror and say that. You know, you're confessing it to yourself and to God first and foremost. You know, and then you'll be able to start your healing journey. You know, Star is doing another anthology, The Healing Journey.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Shut your mouth. That's what's up. How many stories does she have already?
She got eight authors.
That's good. That's good.
10 or 11, but yeah, that's probably going to be a powerful anthology as well.
It is.
I'm pumped up and I'm excited about where God is taking me. And let me tell you something. I didn't sign up for this.
This fell in my lap.
God led me.
I ain't signed up for this. This is fell in my lap.
It did, literally. And I got
It's the same way with me. I was like, I didn't, you know, it was no step by step plan to becoming an author. It was I need to sleep. I need to write this all down. I'm tired of men looking at me like I'm crazy when I tell them my husband had HIV. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to write it all out, and I'm just going to post it on Facebook.
They looking at you like, did she get HIV?
Look, so I wrote a blog. I started out with a blog. I did. I started out with a blog on WordPress. I started out with a blog, and I just threw my blog out there, and I was just like, whatever. You know, then somebody was like, is there more? Like, is there some more? I said, we need to make a book out of this. And I was like, I ain't never thought about it like that. But I got some more. And I started writing, and somebody said, this thing is too long for a blog. They said, this needs to be put into a book. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what to write. I couldn't sleep. So I reached out to an author. Her name is Sanquinta Cox Smith. You'll see me post about her. You'll see me brag on her and everything else. I reached out to her and I was like, I want to write, but I don't know how. And that same night, 3:00 in the morning, she said, just start out a little bit at a time. Honey, I started out writing a little bit at a time and it turned into a book. Seriously. 8,000 words. I'm sitting here like,
this is what I got.
I was like, okay. So you're talking about, and I never went to sleep. I went through my day and I was okay. I had actually gotten mental rest through writing my story out and being able to mentally rest in the mental, you know, demanding job that I'm in, working for Department of Veteran Affairs. One of the things that, you know, I was able to do is still, you know, I was able to release my mind from the stress that it was going through. I was able to heal from whatever I had bottled down, and I was able to overcome that while pouring out my whole truth out there on the open so that people can say, okay, am I still willing? I'm like, you know what? Are you still willing to deal with me after the fact? Because listen, I done poured it all out there. I don't care what you do with it.
Hey, eventually, girl, we gonna need an author's retreat. We gonna have
no writing.
We're gonna write a short novel in 24 hours. This is what we came up with in our author's retreat and put it in a little book.
Let me tell you, you can truly write a book in 24 hours.
Yes.
Anybody who has anybody on this replay or coming back to look at this right here, I tell you no world of lie, you can truly write a book in 24 hours, cover and all. You can write a book in 24 hours. There are so many resources out there that you can use in order to write a book. One of my most famous, I'm gonna run this in the ground, is how to self-publish in under $100 by Cinquinta Cox Smith. It's www.cinquintacoxsmith.com. And okay, let me put that down in the comments, child, if I can find it, child. This, you know, high tech stuff you got going on around here. You know, you saw it.
I see it now.
So yeah,
girl, I'm excited. Girl, it's almost 10 o'clock. We've been on this. Oh Lord, I'm just excited about what's happening. And I am.
I'm truly excited. I'm excited for my audience, because no matter how much, and one thing that you're gonna learn about my books is that they are middle age, high school, adult friendly. Mm-hmm. Completely adult friendly. Now people may say, Shannon, you curse a lot. I don't know how your book gonna turn out, baby. I'm here to tell you, ain't too many curse words in them books.
Yeah. I gave my book to my friend Kathy. She done passed the book on to somebody else. That person passed the book
what?
On.
Girl, they better give your book back.
I said, I want Kathy, I need my book back.
Girl, they better give your book back.
I'm
passing
my books, though. That's what I'm going to do. You write this down right now before I forget. Because we need to get that book. Have you decided to take some of your books to the hospitals? Shame. I lost you. Well, y'all.
Oh, hey, everyone. Yeah. Hey, guys. Sorry about that. Don't know what happened, but, you know, the devil thought he had me. But yeah, I was trying to click on the link to make sure I spelled the name right, because I'm always spelling it. But
thank you, Kenya and Brandy, for joining us on the live line. We appreciate you, ladies. We just chopping it up on a post interview chat right now. This is Walking Your Purpose Thursday night at 8 with Lens of Faith, and we're going to see y'all next Thursday. Make sure y'all tune in next Thursday. We got Kathy Smith joining us on the live line. And we're going to get it in. We're going to talk about some very interesting things. And I hope y'all prepared. Bring a notepad next week, because we're going to dive in a little deep. I don't want y'all to be scared, but we're going to get a little deep next week.
Uh-huh. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Make sure that you are ready for what's about to come, because it's about to be amazing. Lens of Faith Speaks is about to open up some old wounds that you thought you had, that we're about to get rid of because you don't need to have them anymore. Those old wounds need to be healed from. You need to be allowing yourself the opportunity to heal, understand, if you still work for the federal government, if you're still in service, you have direct access to the EPA, EAP program, that program, and you have the option to actually heal. You have the option to actually vent to someone, and they give you all of those resources in order for you to survive whatever your career is within the federal government. You can do it. Lens of Faith Speaks is going to help you do it. CEO Gore is going to make sure you do it. Yeah. And I'm going to be in your inbox to make sure you follow through. So be ready. Be here. Be present. Because if you're not present, you can't hear this. If you're not present, you can't, you know, understand what's going on. So until next week, we don't want you to feel like you have to lose your life or feel like you need to do bodily harm to yourself. We want you to be here so that you can exert yourself into the spirit of healing, because this right here is going to be an amazing foundation for your healing. And we look forward to it. We truly do.
Indeed.
I thank you for having me.
I thank you, my sister. Bless you. Bless you. The messenger is in the building. I am going to jump off of here, and I appreciate you all that joined us on the live line and you all that joined the replay. Hashtag replay, and let us know that you were able to catch the post interview as well as the interview. We hope to see you next week. God bless.
Thank you all for listening to Thursday Night at 8 with Lens of Faith. That was the post-interview of Walking in Your Purpose, episode number 2. It's actually a piggybacking off of episode 1. Just a few minutes after episode 1 ended, we had a little face-to-face time and got to chat some more about giving birth to HIV. Thank you, Shannon, Joyful Soul, Little, for giving us those nuggets and departing on such a great note. And we look forward to your next book, He Touched Me. Without further delay, I'd like to thank my listening audience for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next episode. God bless.